Okay, so just last time we were discussing Baltosif, because the Gemara turns to the issue of Ein Mosifin Al Lulav. So we started by taking a step back that all the cases in Chazal that relate to the Isser Baltosif have to do with doing something, being Ose Davar, that isn't Mitzuvah, potentially with intent to be Mosif, maybe without intent, but either way, it's Baltosif by Asiyah. Person who does is balakai mitzvah, if it isn't actually a mitzvah, so then that's potentially an issue of batosif that one violates by performing, by performance. That's all you have in the Chazal. But Gedolei Rishonim, many of them, not all of them necessarily, but many of them seem to have understood that there's also another element of batosif, which has to do with pronouncing and teaching and exhorting and instructing mitzvos that aren't actually mitzvos. Both the Rambam has it, and the Ramban, and we'll get to that in greater detail today. So we discussed, first of all, just the fact that it's not so obvious that both of these are the same, both of them violate the same insert. It seems like two very different sort of things. The Nitziv, the simplest explanation of that is simply what the Nitziv says, which is that really they actually both are treated in separate psukim. The lav in Parshas Ekev, in Parshas Veschanan, of Lo Sosifu, that refers to plural, that refers to each yachid v'yachid. The lav of, and that refers to Aide Asiyah. And the lav of Horah, that is the lav in Parshas Re'eh, that's where it's singular, referring to the Bezin. We'll see possibly others, but basically singular, and that has to do with Horah. Okay, well, at the very end of the topic, we'll maybe make a different suggestion. But either way, that is what we got up to last time, I believe. So now I just wanted to discuss what is the content, the nature, and the parameters of the Isser Baltosif Behorah. What does that prohibit? So here you have just an interesting statement in the Kuzari. The Kuzari asks, how is it possible to have dinim derabanan, essentially? And also, he wasn't just saying dinim derabanan, he was also saying neviim that are mitzavim. Echi tachin ze im lo tosif alav lo segravim menu. And one could have, again, said, Rabbi Levi didn't have to follow the particular approach of the Rambam and the Ramban, that Bal Tosif doesn't just aser what Chazal talked about, but in addition, aser something else.
Okay,
this is on page 3. This is Kuzari Mamar Shlishi, Mem Aleph. So, but he doesn't take that approach. He doesn't say, no, you misunderstood what that means. That means don't add on to mitzvos as you're doing them. He doesn't say that. He says, it does mean indeed hora, but Amar Echaver lo nemar ze elo lahamon kedei shalei yichachu misichlam yischakmu midatam v'yigbul atzvam toros mehekashasam kemosha asim akarai. What it refers to is, it's addressing specifically exactly what Beis Din and Neviim, exactly what they do. That is exactly what the Torah is prohibiting, except that it isn't. It is prohibiting everybody else from doing it. The Hamonam, not the Neviim, not the but they did. The truth is that it's a chiddush either way. Especially so. I'll come back to that. So that's a big chiddush. We'll see. I think that the Bali Halacha among the Rishonim might even say don't say that. They say maybe the opposite. But either way, it is one answer to the question. What it is that is prohibited, what's prohibited according to the Guzari, is simply adding any sort of isurim or mitzvos. That's exactly what the Neviim, but they didn't do. That's them. That's not the Hamonam. The Hamonam is specifically who was targeted here. The Rambam has a very different view, and it's a more conventional view of this, that Baal Tosef Hara is specifically not just when Bezin is mitakin, but rather that it's mitakein something and claims it, or is the Bezins is asur something and claims that it's part of the Isser Shel Torah when it isn't. The Rambam gives you a very clear example. This whole Vayesh Bezin Ligzor V'Lazor Davar Mutter V'Yamo Disir L'Doros, in as much as Bezin has that authority, so what does it mean? Ma'u Zesh is here a Torah Losos V'Lov Losos Grami Menu. Again, he doesn't say, misunderstanding it, it doesn't refer to Hora at all. No, it refers to Hora, but what does it mean? Shalom, lohosiv al divrei Torah v'lo legor man v'lekvo adavar la'olam b'davar shu min haTorah b'min Torah shechsav b'min Torah shvav peh ketzad. So what does that mean exactly? He gives you an example. Harei kasav b'Torah losiv v'ashel gadi b'chelev imo. So what does that mean? It means the way we paskin bein baser behem bein baser chaya. Right? Pia Shmuel lamdu shezek kasuv asu levashel laechol baser bechelav bechalav bein baser behem bein baser chaya. Aval baser of mutter bechalav min haTorah, but baser of is not included. Right? Baser of is mutter min haTorah. So that's what it means. All right. So what's relevant here? Im yavo bezin. Now, if bezin were to come and say, so if they prohibit it and say that's what the term gdi doesn't just mean, even though it means what it means, but it's not limited to that. It actually refers not only to basar behem of chai, but also chicken meat, or just chicken, I guess, or the flesh of chicken. That's also what it includes. Who asar ben haTorah, therefore that's also an isur Torah. That's hareza mosif. That's bal tosif. So if Bezin were to claim that an Isser, which isn't an Isser Deraisa, is an Isser Deraisa, that's Bal Tosef. But if they come along, of course, Aval Amar Basar Ha'ov Mutter Min haTorah, which is what they do, right? Basar Ha'ov is only an Isser Derabanan, and they say that. V'anu Nasor Aso V'nodiga La'am Shehu Gzeira, Ein Zemosef Ela Osa Siyag haTorah. That's not a problem at all. So basically, says the Rambam, what's the problem about Tosef? It's if they claim their Isurim Derabanan that they're legislating are actually not legislating Derabanans, but they're actually interpreting what the Torah says. That's what the Torah is Asur. So if you were to just step back, so I would say that according to the Rambam, it seems that what the Isur Bal Tosef Behora refers to is adding to the corpus of Torah law, that which isn't Torah law. Right? If you claim that something is that belongs among the Dinim Deraisa when it doesn't, you're adding, so to speak, a din to the Torah, that's Asur Min haTorah as Bal Tosef. That's the Rambam. The Ramban, who is the major companion among the Rishonim in terms of the idea of being Bal Tosef, having a problem with Bal Tosef Behorah, so the Ramban is very different. The Ramban goes much, much further. The Ramban was in his Pirshei HaTorah. This is why I think the sort of the cross section of the Makaros here. The Ramban Al Torah says Rashi had in the context of in there in Parshas Veschanan cites the Sifrei, which is basically just representing Chazal, that the Isser has to do with the Mosif Batim, Mosif Minim Al Lulav, etc., etc. The Ramban then adds on his own. He doesn't quote the Rama, but he does add on his own. Lufi dati afilu badal asos mitzvah bifnei atzma. That somebody who invents their own mitzvah, and he gives the example of Yeravam, who did that, in his effort to try to have people stray from Yerushalayim, make a different holiday on a different chodesh. That's also part of Bal Tosef. If you have a hora of another mitzvah, that's also Bal Tosef. And he quotes the Gemara Megillah, which we went through last time. The Gemara Megillah, the Ramban understands that actually was quite a significant issue there. That do I have? Did I not? Yeah, it's here. It's the Gemara. It's the source page number 3. Right, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudal Manav Tan Rabbanan Arba Mishmona Neviim V'Sheva Nevios Nisabu Lehem Yisrael. So we've had several, you know, scores of Neviim and Nevios. The Lo Pachsuv Lo Osira Mashakasuv BaTorah, and they never, they neither subtracted nor added anything to the Torah. Chutz Mimikra Megillah, until you came to Mikra Megillah. My Darush, so what was it? How did they? So the Ramban started hearing this. And what enabled them to do that? There was a problem. They needed to darshan something to explain to do that. And the answer is they darshan, the darshan of Kal V'Chom. So the Ramban says what this Gemara means is that there's a problem. And what's the problem the Ramban identifies? Bal Tosef. And why specifically here? So the way the Ramban says it, if you take a look at the end, you'll see, we'll get to it in a second, is that the problem here is that this is a mitzvah chadasha bifnei atzma. If you take a look at the Ramban, so I actually didn't bring it, but the Ran has a good formulation of it. Basically, it's in the Ramban as well. Is that the other meaning? The question one could ask is, what do you mean lo pachsuv lo asiru? This is not the first din de Rabbanan. There are many other dinim de Rabbanan, starting from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was tikkun in Yisrael, shiva, both shivas imei. Right, this is the Yushaming suvos, both shivas on both sides of the. Of the human experience, the happy shiva, and all right shiva simei mishta, and also the sad shiva, shiva simei avelos. Not the first takana de Ramban. So, in what way is this the first time? So, the Ramban is addressing this by in the lines of lasos mitzvah de'atzma. Those, the Gemara actually, the Rishonim quote in the Ramban himself does, not that Takana of Moshe, but actually the Takanas Shlomo, that the Gemara attributes Nitilas Yadayim Be'erev into Shlomo, right? So the requirement to be Netal Yadayim before you, actually the original Takana that Shlomo was involved in was before you touch Kachim, and then Truma, and then later on, much later on, Chulin. That wasn't Takana. There was a Takana that was Shlomo. That was Shlomo. Shlomo Bezino. Then before, and also he was also attacking your need to be set up in Erevei Chatzeros and Shitufu Mavos in order to carry within Rishus Hayachid, meaning from private properties. Even though they're all with one mechitza. So these are all Takanas that existed beforehand. But the idea is the Ramban is saying that those were not mitzvahs b'tnei'atzmim. Meaning the Ramban here is distinguishing between. I think we discussed this earlier on in the year. The Ramban here is distinguishing between this kind of derabanan versus two other sorts. Which he extensively discusses in his Asaga Sefer Mitzvot on, I think, Asaga, in his Asaga on Shor Shalef, that there's siyagim, right? There are abundance which are intended to simply prevent violating a Din Torah or to ensure that you abide by Din Torah. And then there's hosafos. The Rabban explains it as hosafos, that these are expansions of Torah, that the Torah says, Los Asakom Malacha, let's say, so there's Malacha Deraisa, then there's also Malacha Derabanan, which isn't necessarily an issue simply of preventing you from being over the Malacha Deraisa, it's just the Derabanan came along and they bulked up, so to speak, mitzvos and Yisurei Torah, so they had applied things which don't qualify in the Deraisa, so they expanded to the Derabanans. All of those, the Derabanan did beforehand. This was the first time, however, that you have a mitzvah chadash b'fnei atzma, which isn't simply an expansion of a Din Torah, nor is it simply purposed, nor is it intended to ensure that there's a mitzvah shel Torah or an isra shel Torah which is abided by. But rather, it's simply a separate chiyuv b'fnei atzma. So mitzvah chadash, ex nihilo. It's not an expansion and not set up to prevent. Right? We discussed this because if you remember, the Ramban actually thinks that there are three different sort of yesodos for these different kinds of takanos. Losasor is the one that is relevant for those which are expansions of Din Shel Torah. We'll get to it soon. Asumish Mishmar Mishmarti are those which enable them, which is the basis for their being able to set up Siyagim. And then he thinks that the third kind, the kind of Mikra Megillah, that's something which is sort of rooted in, remember, Sha'avicha V'yagercha. So that was the way he understood the Machlokas, the Gemara, and Shabbos. Either way, the Ramban is saying this is the first time, the way the Gemara is presenting is this is the first time we have mitzvah chadash b'fnei atzma, and that is a problem of Baal Tosef. And for that reason, says the Ramban, they needed to darshan, and he quotes the Yushami, which I'll go back to again, same sort of idea. If you take a look at the end, me'ata, el shalom l'manu l'mos, right, harei shahaisa mitzvah hazo asur lehem, imkeni b'chlal lo sosef alav, okay? Then he adds, "Mashatignim chachamim shum geder kigon shnius larayos v'kayotzi ben shnius larayos." Is another one that's the kind of Shlomo. So he mitzvah b'natorah b'vatch yedashim mishum hageder v'einam b'negas baruch v'torah. Okay. Now the Ramban's chiddush here, the essential major giant step that he takes far beyond anybody else, is that this is the Rabbanan simply being mitakein a din de Rabbanan without claiming anything being deraisa. There's simply being mitakein a din de Rabbanan. Nonetheless, it'll be over about Tosif. If not for the fact that they could have, you know, been motzei or remez, either darshan kal v'chomer, or they were motzei remez in the Yushami, they would have had a problem. You couldn't be mitakein such a thing. That's what the Ramban says. Now this is surprising, and two things really need to be further explored here and explained in the Ramban. There are actually reasons why this is such a chiddush, and we don't find others saying this. First is that l'chora you have a problem here. The Torah specifically vests Bezin Chachamim with the authority to be mitakin takanos. Right? I mean, that's the Gemara, right, in Shabbos. If you take a look at Gemara in Shabbos, that's the basis why we say, Asher Kishonu Tzav Tzivanu L'Halik Ner Shachanaka, says the Gemara in Shabbos. Ma'am Yivarech, Ma'am Yivarech, Asher Kishonu Tzav Tzivanu L'Halik Ner Shachanaka, V'Hecha Tzivanu, and where is it that the Torah commanded us? So you have two opinions. Rav Evya Omer Milos Asur, V'Nicham Yomer Shalavicha V'Yagercha. But one way or the other, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that Chazal are able to be mitakin, and then we're bound to that authority. Meaning, it's clear they have the authority. In fact, you violate Nisr if you don't follow that authority. So it can't be the case l'chora that the Torah vests Bezin with the authority, and if they exercise it, they're over on an Nisr Baal Tosef. So this is the reasoning that is explicated specifically by the Michas Chinuch, and it also already really in the Rashba. The Michas Chinuch says, "V'hinikam mitzvah shesivu chazal." Right, that the Ramban says specifically that's usher. The Rashba though actually already anticipated this argument. He actually is discussing different contexts, which we'll get to. But Michal Dvarav, you see that it, something that relates to us. The ikam mishum batosif el b'meshu mosif midas atzmo kigon kohen shehosif bracha mishalo aval b'meshu amdu chachamim v'tignu letzorech in kam batosif. He means even in terms of the doing of it, there's no batosif there. Tekvar arma Torah pi haTorah sheyerucha kol tzorech bezin gozer masif and rashus b'yadim v'achinami letzorech. Okay, v'chule v'chule. The ra l'skol l'asu l'skol mitzvah l'shmol l'devrei chachamim lo sasser ken yerli. Right. So if the Torah, he's actually referring to why there's no batosif in doing these things. But it clearly implies also, even if there could have been a problem of Baltosif for the Rashba, it's hard to know if there is, there could have been. But even if there would have been a Horah problem of Baltosif too, it wouldn't have been simply with Chazal being metakin Takanos, just, right? So the Rambam's response is, right, that's nobody thinks that. It's just that if they say it's Minat Torah, that's the problem. The Ramban thinks that even just metakin Takanos is a problem. How could that be? So that's one issue. On that, I think it's clear that the Ramban here is Lishitasa. Right, I think we discussed last time, or it was a long time ago that we just mentioned it. But the Rani is clearly the Shitaso. That the Ramban, I think he's really in the decided minority here on this point. But the Ramban in his Asagos takes issue with the Rambam and really all the other Rishonim. I think you can pretty much see that almost all Rishonim agree with the Rambam on this point. That really is the case, that there's that the mitzvahs asay of apiator sheyerucha and the mitzvahs los asay of los aser ben adavar sheyidilucha yimin esmol, that requires us to follow chazal, follow bezin agadol, let's say, that's something which applies and extends to their legislative authority, to their being mitakin tekanos. The Ramban, uniquely among Rishonim, I think, maybe that's going a little too far, but he's definitely in the minority. The Ramban didn't agree with that. The Ramban held, if you take a look in his asagos, he was responding to the Rambam in Shorash Aleph. The Rambam in Shorash Aleph says, you know, the Bahag, the Rambam in Shorash Aleph is setting out the principle you cannot count mitzvahs deraisa among these taryak. Mitzvahs derabanan among the taryak, right. It would be much more challenging to come up with, yeah. You can't count mitzvahs derabanan among the taryak mitzvahs. Unlike the Bahag, who counted Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, and the Rambam offers a possible defense of the Bahag and then a rejection of it. He says, and if you'll tell me that it's because of Losasur, right, that... So then the Rambam says, that doesn't make any sense either. In Kvar, you're going to count Lo Sasur as separate mitzvahs as opposed to just one mitzvah of follow the Rabbanan. Why Mikra Megillah? Why Ner Chanukah? Why not every single Rabbanan? Okay? So the Ramban happens to just respond to that point, that v'hine b'kan hevi yosanu meshach ha'inyan, right? Just the way that things were, as the Meir says, nisgagulu advarim, right? This sort of one thing led to another. Now I have to mention something that the Rambam wrote, which is matzmiya otanu. Who's that? Sal Savur sheyesh b'chal lad losaser kol mashu midivrei chachamim bein shehi mitzvos kigon mikra megillah v'ner chanukah oshe mina takanos v'asiyagim kigon basar avachala v'shnius larayos kol mashu yaser osa otamer oyitzava alav shenachim muzhar nisnai k'dvareim milo saser. So the Ramban says, I don't agree with this. This is not true. V'hine yarav boneh chomag v'os viv l'divrei chachamim. He's built a great wall, a great fortress around, you know, the divrei chachamim. He's in a sense said that everything they say is deraisa now. Not that they're telling us deraisa, but that if you don't follow them, it's deraisa. Aval hi ki peretz nofel niveh b'choma niskava asher pisom l'peta yavos shivra. It's a, I think from Yishayahu, that it's a wall that once you have a little breach, so it all come crumbling down. But it does come crumbling down. Vishay svar nifset is barov mekomos v'damet. So he has several kashas on this. Just as an example, one of the most famous. Basically, he doesn't like the fact that if this is the case, then why are we ever mechalik between deraisas and derabanans? The Rambam basically is erased now. Every derabanan becomes a deraisa. Right? Every derabanan is something that we have to follow min haTorah. And if that's true, says the Ramban, I don't think it makes sense to be mechalik, such as, for instance, suffik derabanan lahakel doesn't make any sense anymore. What do you mean derabanan? There is no derabanan. Every derabanan is a deraisa. So the Ramban was aware of the answer. This is all skipped. Which is clearly the answer, and for some reason the Ramban says that it's not, you know, it doesn't. I don't like this answer. It's not hagun, I think he calls it, which is that the Rabbanan did not. The Rabbanan only required their the things that they were only mitzaveh when it was Bitaris Vadai, when it was Besavik, they weren't Mitzavik, meaning they just, on their own authority, only required you to do these things Bitaris Vadai. They didn't require you to follow them when it was Besavik. In which case, there was no mitzvah l'shmo alehem Besavik, because they didn't command it in that case. That's how, l'chor, that's the obvious answer, right? Ki ha'gav no l'tiknim, basically. Or if you want to say differently, heimamru v'heimamru, right? They're internally dictating the parameters of their mitzvahs. And once that's the case, so then beyond that, there's no mitzvah. Okay, but that's, for whatever reason, Ramban was really bothered by this and thought it didn't make any sense to say that there's a mitzvah deraisa to follow the Rabban. So what does a mitzvah deraisa mean? It's aval davar baru, amenuka mikol shibush, hu shenodiyash, ein alav azed los asur, edla b'masha amru b'perushay ha-Torah. What, in their interpretive role, right? Meaning the Ramban has it that it's not only in their interpretive role, it's also in their role as legislators. Ramban says, no, it's only in the interpretive role. What they determine that the Torah means when it says things, so that, on that, we have a mitzvah lo sasur me'adav ha-shi g'dechayim v'nismol. The din of the deraisa, basically. What they legislate on their own, that's not something which is included in this. The Torah basically commanded that as far as interpreting this, me, right, this document, everything goes according to the Rabbanan, to the Beis HaNagadol, to the Chazal. But beyond that, no. So the legislative authority actually isn't specifically according to the Ramban. It's not specifically vested in the Rabbanan. According to the Rabban, that Gemara and Shabbos is just an asmachta. There's no indication from the Torah itself that they have they're charged with establishing these sort of takanos. Yeah, you look like you have a question, Adam. So that's for sure the case. The Ramban here is l'shitaso. It's not in effect. The Ramban is basically saying they're not actually exercising the authority the Torah itself licenses them, you know, or prescribes for them. The Torah doesn't do that. It doesn't say you can't do it, but it doesn't itself do that. In which case, no. In fact, when they are metakin takanos chadashos with neatzman, that is in addition to Torah. That's a batos problem. But the other major question then is, okay, so what does batos mean for the yeah?
So what are the
Nidir
Rabbanan, like
Chanukah? Meaning, how are they Mutter?
Yeah.
So that's the interesting thing. The Rabban does not address at all. It's the lacuna. Meaning, he does address Megillah, because the Gemara itself says that they darshan Kavachomer. Meaning, Adjaba lo pasuvo siru until Mikra Megillah. And what did they darshan? They darshan is Kavachomer. Okay, and what about the other mitzvos that are mitzvos chadashos to the Atzman? It's not. So that's what the Marsha says. Yeah. So that's one possibility. That there's some other drashos. I think it's the Marsha, or is it the Rashash? One or the other. I think it's Marsha. No, Marsha. Marsha says that. Yeah. What about Hanukkah? That's the answer to Hanukkah. The Hanukkah. The answer is that Ayin the Ramban, Bahaloscha. He doesn't necessarily assume that the Ramban here is just lava. I think the Marsha just took the Ramban as that's how what's what the Gemara means. In which case, you have to find an answer. But for the Ramban in particular, you would have to find an answer. And when he says right, exactly that. That's the Rimazim that you can find too. The Ritva himself, following I think his Rebbe on this, his Rebbe the Ramban, not the Rashba though. I think he addressed the question too, and basically he says that this Kavachomer itself, the Me'adas Acherus, Me'misa L'chaim L'koshkein, that itself applies to Hanukkah as well. Which isn't so Mechudish, but also wasn't self-evident. But yes, any time then you would have a separate Mitzvah Chadash Rif Ne'atzman, you need to identify them. You would either have to do, for the Ramban to explain why it's not Baal Tosef, you'd have to do one of three things. You'd either have to explain that it in fact is not a Chadash Rif Ne'atzman, it's really just an expansion of some Mitzvah Shal Torah, or it's a Siyag, or it's to prevent violating a din Torah / promoting, abiding by some mitzvah shel Torah, or you'd have to find some other remez. That's essentially what the Ramban is saying. That's exactly right. The problem is he doesn't really address all the other ones. But as I say, the Rishonim, right? So the Rishonim, some Rishonim do, and that's grounds for much. Just as an example, what would you say about Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu that there's avelus? So if you hold the Avelus Igro Min HaTorah, like Rav Rishonim, that Yom Rishon is Min HaTorah, so then it's not so hard to say they're expanding the Din Shel Torah. Right? That's not a Chadash Rav Ne'atzma. But if you hold like it's the Bali Atosos that held that it was, that Ein Avelus Igro Min HaTorah, that's all Derabanan, I'm not sure that you could explain that. I think that on that view, the Rabban, that would have been a problem with Baal Tosef. Had he agreed with them that there was no precedent Min HaTorah, it would be Baal Tosef, in Chinami. it's pretty what?
Like David HaMelech with Yichud, for example, is lost equivalent.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. That I think is already. Right. Exactly. That I think is pretty. You know, that's pretty clearly within the realm of a siyak. Maybe even within the realm of your saying, I think we were saying like Lo Sikrabu. Had it said, I mean, the Ramban himself though doesn't. I don't know if the Ramban himself would go that far, since he himself is much more limiting on that. He thinks that Lo Sikrabu is just, what?
Just the Maaser Rois.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that what he says? He says the Ramban is the one who thinks that Chibuk V'Nishak are Aser Min HaTorah. The Ramban thinks otherwise. The Ramban thinks Lo Sikrabu is just a euphemism for right? Yeah. So you have to do this. You have a project now. For Ramban, everything's Baal Tosef unless you can find a remez, or meaning if it's a chadash, if that's why it needs a remez. If it's not, then you need to explain why not. So yes. So the drasha in Bavli is kavachomer mislachaim. If from Mitzrayim, whether or not the issue is Aziyashir or maybe mitzvah sibur Mitzrayim. There was a chova to say something, so misalachayim lakoshigin. That was only miadus lacheres. Here, our very existence was at stake. So lakoshigin, that it imposes some sort of obligation. We'll get to the nature of the answer here. But the point is, it's a in Yerushalmi, which Ramban quotes too. It's a different limud. It's actually the Bavli's limud for something else, which is kesivul nidoros. The so to speak, Ramban b'sefer. So b'sefer is understood to mean referring to Megillah. So the Ramban is not so interested, though, in what the remez is, but the point is that he needed a remez. Yeah, he actually like goes back and forth from the remez that he wanted, Yerushalmi's remez, whatever. The point is, he needed a remez because his major issue is that's what Lososif is. Yeah.
Is this related to or almost even the same machlokas Rambam Ritva and Bais Lachta?
I don't think so. The Ramban on that issue tends to agree with the Rambam. Meaning that it's like a mnemonic, as opposed to you're talking about the Ritva who thinks that Donnelly. I mean, he doesn't just say that this is opinion. He says everybody else, the other opinion is minus. I think he recalls it correctly. That an asmachta is something where the Torah sort of has in mind. It's in Yano Shal Pasuk, but it doesn't command it.
Because the Chachamim can't come up with it on their own.
You think that
is their own.
I don't know that that's the Ritva. If I recall correctly, I don't think the Ritva. It could be the Ritva, because the Ritva actually on this issue did, I think, agree with the Ramban. I mean, he himself alone, maybe among Rishonim, actually says this, that it's an issue about Tosef. I mean, he interprets the Gemara Megillah that way. That's how he interprets the Gemara that's how he interprets the Gemara Megillah. So it could be, I don't recall, does he say that it's a problem about Tosef, and if it's an Asmachta, which
yeah,
doesn't?
It would just be the same Indian problem.
But it could help. I mean, you're suggesting that would actually help.
Right,
that's true.
Like Ramam,
that's good.
I guess not, so.
The Ramban himself is like the Ramam on that issue. Yeah, the Ramban himself, I forgot now where. I think in the maybe it's in as a Sagas Sefer Mitzvah says it's like a Derech Sicharon. It captures an idea, but it's not in Yano Shal Pasuk. It isn't really part of the intent of the Pasuk. But you're right. The Ritva's, let's say it this way, the Ritva's idea would be very helpful, I think, in legitimizing all those Dirabanans that are Nismach al Alav. If you think that that's in some sense in Yano Shal Pasuk, then yeah, that's good. I like that. That would probably give you a program. This way, you have an answer to all those derabanans for the Ritva. For the Ramban, I think you know, based on the Rambam's understanding of Asmachta as more of a, you know, an homiletic association, then I think you have less of a good answer. Yeah, Shkal. So what is the second issue that needs clarification? So what is Baal Tosef for the Ramban? So l'chora, you would just simply say, just from what we've seen, that Baal Tosef for the Ramban is you cannot add independent mitzvos. Lav dafka to dine Torah, but simply just mitzvos. You can't add independent obligations to the taryag. You have taryag mitzvos. There are 613 obligations. What the Ramban can do is among bulk those up or prevent, ensure those get, you know, abided by. But they can't add new ones, 614. That's what it sounds like from the Ramban. That's what Baal Tosef has in mind. It means don't be moset to the mitzvos, lav dafka to a corpus of Torah law, but just don't be moset to the mitzvos. What makes it a little bit, what muddies the water a little bit is that the Ramban, if you notice, at the end of that Perush al Torah, he actually sort of returns to the Rambam. He has the Rambam's formulation of what is Baal Tosef, of Vahara. He says that, kigon shnios, those, mash tignu chamishim gedr, kigon shnios, rasu kiyotzen, zoi mitzvah na Torah. So I would have said, if you just stop there, yeah, okay, good. So we know about those for the Ramban, Behora refers to adding new mitzvos, independent mitzvos. Mitzvos that aren't some way traceable as either expansions or as protections to one of the other 613. I would have said, fine, that's what the Ramban thinks about Tosafot is. But he doesn't. He adds, Lovad sheyeda sheheim mishum hageder hazev ena mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. I think he means there that if this isn't kept, if this caveat here is not abided by, namely they don't make it clear or they claim otherwise that it's Shel Torah, that's also a problem about Tosafot, just like the Rambam says. If they say about, let's say, Basar Oaf, that is actually part of the Isser Min HaTorah of Los Vashel Gdi B'Chalev Imo, if they were to claim that, even though it's not in any way an expansion of mitzvos, it's just claiming what the mitzvah on the list is already there, right, what that includes, that also is Batosif. So that sort of then raises the question, so what it then is, meaning it's not easy to see then in the end for the Ramban, what is Batosif then? Meaning, if you say it's adding to the corpus of Torah law, or the corpus of what is involved in the mitzvos deraisa, then fine. So then I understand why basar of, which is not actually a din derabanan, a din deraisa, you're saying it belongs to the din of Shel Torah, that's Baal Tosef, that's like the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't believe that. He thinks even if Megillah, and you say this is only a chiv derabanan, you're also over on that mitzvah, because you can't add mitzvos, then fine. So it's adding mitzvos. But how do you have both? What is the connection here? Follow the issue? It's just not clear what Baal Tosef means. What are you adding to for the Ramban? Two very different things. Each of them have their own explanation, right? You can say it's adding to the Torah law, like the Rambam. And then you will say that as long as you make clear that Megillah is not a deraisa, so you're not over on any iser. And you can also argue, no, it's actually about adding to the mitzvos, to the list of mitzvos, Torah or not Torah. Then you can understand the Ramban. But how do you have both? Right? You can understand Mikra Megillah even if it's on the Ramban. So I'm not sure about this, but I think one could suggest perhaps that for the Ramban, maybe Baal Tosef, the issue really what it is you're not allowed to mimic the legislative authority of the Torah, if you might say. Right? In other words, you can't author legislation in the way the Torah authors legislation. In the Torah's, you can't usurp, if you will, the Torah's legislative power. And that can be done in one of two ways. It could be that you might be doing so by virtue of the claiming, by virtue of its being a din d'oraisa, only the Torah authors Torah law, right? That seems pretty obvious. So if the Rabbanan are authoring Torah law that isn't Torah law, they're usurping the Torah's authority to issue to they're sort of mimicking the Torah's mitzvos inappropriately. Alternatively, even if they're not claiming something as part of Torah law, but it's an independent mitzvah, so by virtue of that, that also is mimicking the legislative capacity of the Torah. And the way I would explain that is simply that the Torah is able to be mitzaveh things which have nothing whatsoever to do with any of the rest of it. The Torah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to command a mitzvah that isn't at all connected, it doesn't at all follow, it's not at all supportive, consistent, it's just a separate mitzvah in and of itself, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Torah. Whatever he commands, that's something which we're bound to, and it doesn't really much matter how it relates to anything else in the Torah. That's something unique to Torah. The Rabbanan, so they can, if they want, issue dinim derabbanan, right? They can add dinim derabbanan that are clearly derabbanan if they want it, in terms of the siyagim and takanos, all those. That's fine. Then, in terms of what I was saying there is, then they're just simply working off of what's already there. That's not at all legislating like the Torah. But if they want to establish a new mitzvah chadasha, that also is mimicking the Torah's legislative capacity. In other words, you can do it, the point is not so much a particular product, but more is it a Torah legislation? Is it a Torah dikka din that they're introducing? That could be for one of two reasons: either because it simply is being claimed to be min haTorah, or because it has nothing to do with anything else. It's just a separate, independent mitzvah that isn't justifiable at all in any way by reference to prior ones. Both of those are uniquely the Torah's koach, uniquely Torah's authority. And if the Rabbanan do either of those things, then that would be something which would violate Baal Tosef. Follow that? I think that enables us to explain something which otherwise is somewhat problematic. The Rav Moshe Feinstein stresses this point. I think it's a really good one. Rosh Hashanah has two or three tshuvas about this topic, about Tosef. It's really just I guess it could have been in the Darash Moshe because it's a tshuva, but it's a tshuva binyan the sugyos. I guess he put those in the Igros Moshe. No, it's not in the Darash.
He didn't put the Darash Moshe was made up later on.
Igros Moshe was? Oh yeah.
Darash Moshe.
No, this is not the Darash Moshe. Not the
Dibros Moshe.
It's not the Dibros Moshe. Not the. This is an Igros Moshe. In Chelek Arachayim, but I'm just saying it's not halacha l'maisa. It was just somebody Alam didn't ask him this question. Like, I don't like your chiddush on the sugya. But in those tshuvos, he points out that the question is you know, for the Ramban, he basically really vehemently disagrees with the Ramban on this. He does not believe that the Gemara there was talking about an actual Isra Baltosif. His own interpretation is that the Gemara there is saying there's a mechziki Baltosif problem. It's not actually Baltosif. It's more like people don't know better. People could think like the Kuzari, that maybe there is an Isra to... So that was the problem. And he likes the lashon of the Yushami that nitzaru al davar. It's not that they thought it was wrong. They just it was something seemed wrong about it. The pasuk losir doesn't because they couldn't or because it would have violated an iser, but because it was just not wise. You know, people would not know that this is actually not a chiddush. That this is actually not something which is prohibited. That's how he interprets it. He's very, very strenuous. And one of his arguments is that if you say it's mishum bal tosif, so the question is better than the answer then. Says so how does the Kal V'Chomer help? Right? So if you want to say Shachasazover apparently did not only the Chasazover, but way before him, Daniel Bavli, way before the Ramban even. Interpreted that Gemara as Kal V'Chomer as being a Din D'Oraisa, and Daniel Bavli held it. It was really a mitzvah shel Torah to do something, not necessarily Megillah, but do something in response to an ace. The Daniel Bavli actually, this is in the Shut Ma'aseh Nisim of the Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Ravim, actually has a mitzvah makor for it. He has two. One is Shir LaShem Kigoa Goa. The first one to note this, I think, then like the subsequent rabbinic tradition is Rikush Vir Prolo. Nothing escaped his notice. So I think it was even before it was printed publicly. I think just had manuscripts. So the Daniel Bavli has an opinion that there's a mitzvah Shal Torah Midin Shir LaShem Goa Goa. Or, I think, in addition, maybe it's also Kiddush Hashem. To be mefarsim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim is a mitzvah shel Torah of Kiddush Hashem. So if you say that, so then fine. But the Moshe Weinstein was not, at this point, was not familiar with it. He was then told about the Kabbalah. But he says, if it's a Kabbalah Kaman Gamar, fine. V'nimtza shelo chitcha kum okay. Hayya mikra megillah chimi deraisa, the Kabbalah Kaman deraisa, v'hayya du ashu rakim to derbanan. It's just not so. It's a derbanan. It's obviously mitzvah derbanan. Everybody holds a derbanan. So clearly, the Gemara's not saying this is a chiv deraisa, but then if that's the case, if it's not a real kal v'chomer deraisa, so then how does it? So how do we get around the problem? Meaning, this whole idea of a remez sort of that isn't really the Torah, right? I mean, this is I think where you would say Yoni that maybe if it's like a remez which is sort of in yano shel Torah, maybe that would be sufficient. I think Rav Moshe Weinstein would have said no if it's bal tosif, so then it has to have something, you know, really a din. It has to be some reason why it isn't a hosafa, a mitzvah chadash of ne'atzma. And if it's not something which the Torah actually says, but it's sort of a hint, maybe the hint would have satisfied him. But either way, if it's only if it's not really, you know, nichlal is part of a deraisa, el vaydesha kav v'chomer ainu gamor v'imkain af achar teretz gamar havik kriyas megillah chiddush v'inam taras v'zeklum. How is it not baltosif? And he repeats that the chasas over seems to be addressing this. He explains, I don't know if we have a chasas over, but he explains that this. I think we have it in one of his other seven, not in the shut. But he says that the Chasazover's reasoning, I don't know if this is in the Chasazover itself, the reason that he said it's a deraisa, it has to be deraisa. Why? After Chasav Rak Lashon Shet Samchu, right, the Ramban himself says Samchu, Dimashmashu Rak Esmanchu Alma, Bishum, but why did the Chasazover say this? Dimlokin Hayu Ovrim Bival Tosif, Lashis Ramban, Chasover Shemekim Megillah Hut Tosepis. Because otherwise, if it's not really a din deraisa, it's not really what the Torah is saying, then how is it not a problem about Tosif? It's nice that you can find a nice sort of, you know, a sermon, but if it's a real problem of Isser Torah, how do you get the heter from a nice idea? But I think that if what we're suggesting is correct, maybe what we would say is that the very fact that you can tie it to not necessarily dinim shel Torah, but values that can be explicated via the other parts of Torah, and in this case it's a kal v'chomer from, right, it's not a kal v'chomer gomer, but the point is it's beruach. The mitzvos, the halacha, so that already removes it from its being an exercise of Torah sort of style legislative authority, because the Torah does not need to. When the Torah is mitzvah, it doesn't say, and by the way, this mitzvah of shatnez, you should know it's also beruach some other mitzvah, or it's in the same vein as something else. It doesn't need to do that. It just HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's an Isser Shatnez. That's the way the Torah works. It's an Isser Shatnez. I don't have to explain it. If the Rabbanim are actually justifying it, you know, in terms of the values of you know, responding to the Rabbanim Shalom's Nisim, and just like we did it, we're sort of taking precedent. Not that we think that precedent is Mechayiv, but it's sort of analogous and sort of it has precedent. But the very fact that they can do that, you know, Darshan like a rabbi, once they do that, that legitimizes it as not being a problem about Tosafot, not because it changes the nature of it's less of a Hosafa, but because it's not, in that case, exercising, you know, the Torah style authority, which is just, that's it, yeah.
I mean, the din of Dayol of Din Dios Kanidon is that type of Joshua that's a din deraisa, meaning from Miriam.
But that's a limitation within Kal Vachomer, right?
But I'm saying it's a basis in Dine Deraisa, which comes from that type of limud, no?
Yeah, but that's a real din. I mean, that's a din. According to those who say it, Dayol of Nidon, so that's a real din Torah.
No, but aren't you saying that the Torah, that's this type of drasha is not a Torah?
No, what I'm saying is that, I mean, this Kal Vachomer of, just like, let's say, in Tzibris Yisraim, they have, in Mitzrayim required either as Yashir, or more like if they're in Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, Begad L'Bincha, V'chule, so too, that's the sort of the precedent that the Rabbanim were saying, Kal Vachomer, that was only Me'avdus L'Cheirus, I mean, Misa, L'Chayim, L'Koshakim, right, where we actually have our lives saved, the Baruch Shem saved us. Not that he enabled us to be free, but he enabled us to be. So isn't that more, even more? Right. That's the question. What is that Kal Vachomer? So the Chassid Sofer apparently felt that Kal Vachomer was really a Kal Vachomer, one of the Milgim Amidos, it's a Deraisa. So there's a requirement to do something, Minat Torah, every Yudalad Adar, or Tesvav Adar, right, depending on where you live. Mikra Megillah, the Chassid Sofer was aware that it's only Derabanan, and nobody ever else says it's Deraisa. He says, no. Specifically, Mikra Megillah is Derabanan, meaning that it was through the reading of the Megillah, but that there had to be some sort of thing, that's the Deraisa. That's a big Chiddush, though, meaning that imposes a Chiyuv Deraisa here. In any way, the assumption normally is that that's not the case, that it's only Derabanan mitzvahs that you're involved in when you're Mekayim when you do Mikra Megillah. And the question then becomes simply, how does the fact that they... I mean, this drasha is more like a drasha. It's like a Kal Vachomer. It's more like, you know, precedent. We found precedent from this. The question is that Moshe Feinstein is asking, and he thinks this is a raya machria, that he doesn't agree that he doesn't like the Ramban. He thinks the Ramban's wrong, that what the Gemara is dealing with is a really a problem of batosif. He thinks it's more like a mechzik batosif, in which case, if I can darshan it, so then people won't think. So he says, but if the Ramban is right, that it's really a problem of batosif, just by nature of it being a mitzvah chadasha, that it's not really an expansion or a protection for one of the, or safeguard upon one of the other mitzvahs. So how does the drasha, this interesting Kal Vachomer, which isn't a din deraisa, how does that justify it? It's still a batosif problem. It's still a hosafa because it's not with nichla within one of the other mitzvos, and it isn't the protection for one of the other mitzvos. It's not a safeguard of one of the other mitzvos. You follow? So dayo, but no, that's the point. You know, it's not so much whatever the Kal Vachomer is. Normally, most you're saying why isn't it deraisa? Why isn't it, let's say the Chassid Sofer obviously right? I think Moshe Shonim,
yeah. Limud, I think, even on the Reza, but
yeah, but Moshe Shonim didn't take it that way. We'll see explicitly soon, and I think in part, yeah, I think there are a number of reasons why. My point is the Ramban himself doesn't promote it as like a Kal Vachomer Gamor, as the Moshe Feinstein is saying, you know, as a real Chiyuv Deraisa. He says it's a he doesn't even mention it more than he does the Yerushalmi's Remez, which is clearly not a mitzvah Deraisa. You know, that it's a basefer that's hinting to Mikra Megillah. It's not even a chiv. It doesn't say anything about reading Megillah there, or anything like that. So the Ramban is not interested so much. I mean, it's not the Ramban doesn't seem to say that it's really, you know, part of the chiv deraisa. It doesn't sound like there's any kiyum deraisa at all for the Ramban in Mikra Megillah. And nonetheless, the fact that there's a Kal Vachomer, that it's enough somehow to justify it not being tosefis, to not being a problem of batosif. Follow? So it wasn't so much on the nature of that kind of Kal Vachomer creating a deraisa. The assumption, I think, of most astronomy is it just doesn't. I think there are reasons why. I'm not sure why I have to think about Dayo being a limud against. It is a limud from a story, but it's not a mitzvah chadasha, though. That's just sort of a din. That's sort of a... What?
Kal Vachomer.
Yeah, that's explaining Kal Vachomer's. That's sort of a blueprint in terms of how to apply Kal Vachomer. I don't know if that's like an independent obligation. It's harder to argue, I think, that there's really an obligation imposed by a mitzvah which doesn't address, based on a Kal v'Chomer, which doesn't address that other situation at all. And it's, meaning it's one thing if the Torah had said, you hear what I'm saying? If the Torah had said, you have to respond to, you have to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he saved you in this case, and you always have to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the other principle, you always have to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah applies it to this case, you could say Kal v'Chomer in another place. But the Torah doesn't say a general principle like that. It just says, v'gadol v'necha v'yamahu. So to make a Kal v'Chomer from that, that there's to introduce a chiyuv. So that, I'm not sure if the Chasam Sofer says what the chiyuv, the kiyum deraisa is. He just says it is a kiyum deraisa. As I say, the Danu Yabavli does. He says it's shiri l'Hashem ki goagoa. But most of them don't talk in that vein. They don't seem to think that there's any chiyuv deraisa at all in the context of Mikra Megillah. The question only then becomes, so that's Moshe's point, is Moshe finds his point is just given that Rishon don't generally assume that there's any deraisa here from this Kal v'Chomer, the Ramban is just saying it was able to legitimize and to be matir. It's a matir for this mitzvah chadasha b'nei atzma. But how is that a matir? That was Moshe Feinstein. So I'm just arguing that if the point isn't that that adding a new mitzvah is problematic, but rather that exercising legislative authority in a Torah in the way that the Torah does. One of the ways that Torah exercises legislative authority, one of the unique features of Torah's legislative authority, is it just imposes a chiyuv and doesn't have to explain itself. But that isn't true, right? So if that's the case, and when the Rabbanan do that, so that's they're acting like the Torah's mitzvah. This. So one way to be matir that is to explain how it's consistent, broadly consistent with Torah values. Not necessarily like a real Kal v'Chomer, but the point is that there's a precedent. Just like, the Torah command has a mitzvah, so that's a good precedent for this mitzvah. The Torah itself wouldn't need to be mechadish. It wouldn't need to provide a precedent. It just is mitzavet. So in that case, it would be no longer a problem about Tosef. That's at least an argument that one I think could make. You follow any? Yeah, I can discuss it more after if I'm not addressing the issue. But all right, so that's what I think we could argue. Except that I think that the picture isn't at all complete here, because significantly we've left out the Rambam in his Hakdama to Sefer. This isn't Sefer Mada, but it's, I guess you could call it the Hakdama, the Sefer Mada. That's what it is. It's a Sof Minyan Minos Hazakat. So the Rambam in the beginning is sort of highlighting the unity of Sefer Mitzvos and Yad HaChazaka. So in the Hakdama, before he starts is Yad HaChazaka. It's before he gets to Sefer Mada, he just quickly summarizes, lists. Quick, the summary of all he has Hakdama, and he gets to the Hakdama that there are Taryag Mitzvos, and he has a quick summary. The Pirtei HaMitzvos, the Kotros that you have in all the various Hilchos, right? You have Hilchos Ishos Mitzvos. There's Dalad Mitzvos. Those are all just the summaries that he has in the Minyan Mitzvos HaKatzar. I don't know if he himself put it in there or somebody else did, but those are the Lisa Isha B'Ksuva V'Kedushin, for instance. That's what is written in the Minyan Mitzvos HaKatzar summary. So at the end of that Minyan Mitzvos HaKatzar, the Rambam says, Elohim Shesh Meos V'Shosh Esrei Mitzvos Shenemru L'Moshe Misinai, and there are other mitzvos that are Acheres Sheneschatu Acher Matan Torah, and Avim and Chamim were Mechayev them, and he mentions Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Tanis Tishba, V'Yadayim V'Erevin, Kol Elu Ma'amitzvos Sheneschatu Chayavet Anu L'Kabam V'Shomer Shenel Mososav Davar Asher Yigidilach. I'm sorry. V'Enam Tosefes. So what is then Bal Tosif, Bal Sigra? So here I think there's a significant difference between the Rambam here adds a person, that there's a Navi can also be over in this mitzvah, but I think it's not just that. Shalo yed Navi Rasha the Chadash Davar Velomar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Tzivahu B'mitzvah Zo Lo Sivah the Mitzvah Satorah or L'chaser Achas Me'elo Hashesh Mios. The Navi cannot say that he's been that cannot add a mitzvah L'mitzvah Satorah. So if you just stop there, you'd say, okay, that's basically what the Rambam says. Maybe in some way or another, you can't add things to the Torah. All right, so he's mentioned the Navi. It's a little different in terms of here we're talking about adding a mitzvah as opposed to adding within a mitzvah, but maybe that's just main yano, that's just derived from the context. After all, he's talking about here about adding to Taryag mitzvos. So there's an additional mitzvos as opposed to within mitzvos. All right, that's something to look into, but it is something that's a distinction, whether or not that's really... that's important, what would be bad too. So far, though, no real contradiction. But then, if you notice, he says, a mosivu based in im navi sheyeheb osa azman mitzvah derech takana, o derech orah, o derech gezerah, ein zo tosefes, Shari lo amru shakadosh baruch hu tziva lasos erev lekrusa megil bonosa. Vilu amru chein hayu mosifin al Torah. Had they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh to do this, then they would have been most of al Torah. Now, what's the problem there? I think it's quite distinct from what he says in Hilchos Mamrim. He doesn't say that, let's say the Navi comes, what does the Navi say? The Navi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh you to do X. Right? He doesn't say that it matters if he says it's min haTorah or not.
I would assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva is very similar to Navi.
But Lamaisa, it isn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mitzvah things through a Navi.
Okay.
Right? You can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a mitzvah for following those Tzivuyim. It's a mitzvah of Elav Tishmun. Right? But that's not Deraisa. That's just a Divrei Navi. That's a Tzivuy of a Navi. Right? I included in the Makoros here. Makoros, if you look at the end here, the Rama Sefer Mitzvos, right, that we have to listen to a Navi who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to be mitzvah something. Those aren't dinim deraisa. But there's a mitzvah, right, just like the Rabbanan had the ability to be mitakin, the Navi has the ability to be mitzvah, and we have to listen to them in certain circumstances. Furthermore, I will argue, meaning, let's say the Mordechai v'Esther said b'ruach HaKodesh or b'nevuah that we have a chiyuv to do this. Would that have been deraisa? I don't think so. Right? Not only that, that's in fact exactly the way the Yerushalmi took it. Now, the Ramban reads it in, for his own purposes the way he reads it, but the Yerushalmi just simply presents the Yerushalmi that the Ramban thought was basically echoing the Gemara Megillah. Yerushalmi Megillah says, quotes it as, Chamisha Zakenim Mehem Shloshim Kamam Neviim, Shonim Chamisha Zakenim Mehem Shloshim Kamam Neviim, Hayim Misar Nal Devar Zed. They were pained by what Mordechai was trying to do. Ksiv Eila Mitzvah Shir Tziva Hashem as Moshe, Eila Mitzvah Shir Tzavinu Mipi Moshe, Vekach Amar Lanu Moshe, Ein Navi Yasid, Acher Yasid, Lechadish Hachem Davar, Me'ato, Mordechai V'Esther, Mevakshim Lechadish Lanu Davar. It's clear that the issue in the Yerushalmi was that, specifically the fact that it's a Navi. Now, the Ramban says that's not to the exclusion of what I'm saying, that's just Afilu, Navi. You could have thought, maybe a Navi who's mitzvah, that's not a problem about Tosif. Chiddush is, Eila mitzvos, Ein Navi Yishai Lechadish Davar Me'ata. No, even a Navi, and what that means is even a Navi is over on Baal Tosif. That's how the Ramban explained that. But the point is that the Yerushalmi understood that in fact, the it's been Nevuah that there's a Chiyuv Mikra Megillah, or at least initially that's what it sounded like. I can mention next time in what way is this a Tzivu Ben Nevuah, but the point being is that the Ram seems to be saying, and if that happens, that a Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzaveh, through me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh you to read Megillah, not as a din deraisa, just stam. That would become a problem about Tosif. So the question is, I'll just briefly address this Rambam. I think that's true, and I think what emerges from the Rambam is, just to clarify, that really about Tosif is not simply to add to Corpus of Torah law, like we said in Hilchos Mamrim. That's a little bit too narrow. Really about Tosif is to attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivuyim that he did not issue. To attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the idea that something is either us or a mutter or commanded or not, and it isn't the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. That's Baal Tosif. Now, how does one argue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Mosif, has been mitzaveh something or other? Well, one of two ways. You can either claim that this is prohibited by HaKadosh Baruch Hu where? How? In the revelation at Sinai, through the Torah. Right, you could say it's forbidden what you're doing to eat chicken and milk. Let's say, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbade that? Where did he forbid it? Within the Torah. That's one iser. That's one way you can claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did something he didn't. Or you could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu post Har Sinai, in Har Sinai, in the Gilo, that he didn't claim it. He told me, he revealed to me post Har Sinai, this is aser. That's the province of the Navi. That's what the Navi's doing. He's been daber, the way the Pasuk describes it, he's been daber b'shem Hashem. Something which he was mat mitzaveh. But if he's been daber b'shem Hashem at tzivui, so that's Baal Tosif. In other words, Baal Tosif here, the consistent view of Baal Tosif for the Rambam is actually attributing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah that which he wasn't mitzaveh. In the context of the Torah, the Chazal, Bezin, who say that Lo Tzivashak Debichav Mil, let's say, is, you know, forbids Baal Tosif, so that's one way to be over, because you're attributing to the Kadosh Baruch Hu something he didn't say, namely, he didn't say chicken was aser. You're saying he said it when he said Lo Tzivashak Debichav Mil, and he didn't. Or if you say, not necessarily that the Torah says it, but he told me that this is aser, that also would be a problem about those of you also being most of the tzivuyei Hashem. I think it's most meduyek the pasuk Ela Mitzvos, meaning Hashem tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's these are all the tzivuyim that I'm giving over. And if something isn't nichlal in this, and yet you say that I've ostered it, that's batosif. All right, we'll just come back to finish up one point, which is whether to note the other discrepancies really between the Hakdama to Sefer Mada and Hilchos Maamarim. I think there's actually a good argument to make that it's dafka that each of these is actually limited to their respective context. In other words, it's dafka navi. A navi would only be over if he says an independent mitzvah, and Bezin would only be over if they claim that something's in Minat Torah. But if they do the opposite, if let's say Bezin said Mikra Megillah is Minat Torah, or if they say that if the Navi were to say Benevuah that Akash Baruch told me that Gedi means chicken, he would actually not be over Amaldos. I think that's the case. We'll just pick up on that quickly next time, and then we'll move. To Isser Baal Tosef, that's basically Baal Tosef Hara. Now, what is Baal Tosef Asiya? What is that all about? Yeah, so that's what we'll definitely get to that next time. Okay.